Can you hear me outside? Good. I never tried this before. Well, what Jesse failed to mention is that I married a girl from North Carolina. That's what makes me a great American. Elizabeth is our southern strategy, and we think it's working because we're cracking the South, and Carter's falling behind in southern states that he had big leads in. And we're now seeing signs of desperation and panic on the other side because not only the polls closed, that we're running dead even and maybe ahead in many parts of this country. Jesse pointed out to me the USS North Carolina, which we hope to visit before we leave. It reminded me of the great strength of America and our commitment to a strong America and the rather waffly position that Governor Carter's taken on the defense of our country. He said in 1972 we shouldn't cut the defense budget. He said in 1975 we ought to cut it $15 billion. He's now saying we ought to cut it $5 to $7 billion. And I say this to all from North Carolina and anywhere else in this great country of ours. And I said this to some 3,000 young Americans yesterday in Blacksburg, Virginia. It just seems to me that we've got to be number one in the world for one reason. And that reason is peace. And that's what it's all about. I want peace. Governor Carter can try to appease all the liberals he can about cutting the defense budget. Maybe that's good politics, but that's not good strategy for peace. That's not good for America. And I remember my first campaign assignment was to go to Seattle, Washington, where Governor Carter had said the day before he was dressing a group of Legionnaires and trying to have it both ways. He said, "I'm against amnesty." Well, I looked up the word amnesty, because he went on to say that he was for a blanket pardon. And I looked up the word amnesty, and under amnesty it says general pardon. So again, Governor Carter was trying to have it both ways. And I can only say to this group, under the Ford Dole administration, there's going to be no blanket amnesty, no blanket pardon, or no blanket clemency. Let me tell you why. Still hundreds of Americans missing in Southeast Asia. Some are missing in action. Some may be alive. Some may be prisoners of war. And it just seems to me that we've got to get our priorities right in this country. And I'm going to concern myself more with those forgotten Americans in Southeast Asia than those who turned tail and forgot America in a time of need. And that's what it's all about. I'm very proud to be here with Senator Helms, my good friend, as he indicated. Your good Governor Jim Holzhauser, your next congressman in the 7th District, Mr. Vaughn, Congressman Vaughn. Your next governor, where is the governor? Governor Flaherty. I'm very proud to be on the ticket with President Ford. He's a man of decency, openness, honesty, and candor. And he projects that leadership that America needs. Now, there's a bit of hypocrisy in this campaign. We're seeing more and more of it. It looks like the Carter-Mondale ticket are getting out their hatchets. They're getting out their axes. They're hurting in the polls. They're starting to chop away and chop away and chop away. And I just hope for the sake of America that Governor Carter, in his great ambition to be president, and he puts that ahead of everything else, doesn't say something tonight in the foreign policy debates that might compromise America, because this is one place he can't equivocate. This is one place he can't make a mistake. This is one place he can't call up some country and apologize if he makes a mistake. because America will pay for his mistakes. He can say what he wants to in Playboy. That only affects Jimmy Carter. He can look at all the pictures he wants to. That only affects Jimmy Carter. He can tell Norman Mailer anything he wants, which will not be reprinted in the New York Times because of its vulgarity. And he can say what he wants, or his son can say what he wants about Billy Graham, a great North Carolinian, because that only affects the Carters and the Carter family. He can call former President Johnson a liar and a cheater and distorter of the facts. And don't you kind of wonder sometimes about someone who can always judge everyone else, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your friend, or whether maybe somebody in labor or business or in the bank or whatever. Don't you kind of wonder about those people who always make snap judgments and then rush to the phone to apologize? And I just say, as long as he makes those judgment affects Mr. Carter and his family and his business, that's his business. But I doubt a man's judgment when he does those things. I don't want him making decisions that affect me, and more importantly, the rest of America, or anyone in North Carolina, for that matter. So I would just say in closing, we appreciate your help very much. You've got a choice now with the liberal ticket, the Carter, Mondale, Meany ticket. I guess you can put Meany in any place you want. They asked Meany one time why he didn't run for president. He said, why step down? He's got a pretty good line into the Carter organization. He runs that campaign. We're going to debate him with Senator Mondale maybe next Friday night. He's already selected George Meany as his makeup man. And I just say, if you think a lot about the right to work law in North Carolina, as you should, and we have it in the state of Kansas, you better give this ticket a little thought, because Governor Carter said it ought to be repealed, and Senator Mondale says it ought to be repealed, and President Ford and Senator Dole say just the opposite. So there's another reason you ought to be out, not just voting for Ford Dole, but working for the Ford Dole ticket. You look back on who voted for registration of handguns and who voted for licensing of handguns and which platform it's in. Senator Mondale was one of 16 senators to vote that way in the Senate, and it's in the Democratic platform. And I would guess that I'm in the midst of many Democrats and independents in this audience or outside, and I hope so, because we're not talking about a party. We're talking about America. We're talking about a philosophy, and that's what it's all about. We can't be your geographical neighbors. I'm from Kansas, and President Ford's from Michigan. But we can, as I've said before, in the South, we can be your philosophical neighbors. And I can even do better than that with Elizabeth living in Salisbury. We can come down and see you now and then. But really what it's all about, whether we're Democrats or Republicans or independents, is which direction are we headed? Are we going to drift to the left and the left and the left? Let's face it, the liberals control the House of Representatives. They control the Senate. Let's not give them the White House. Let's have some balance in government. And let's make a decision. Well, with your help and the help of Governor Holzhauser and Jesse Helms and other active Republicans and concerned Democrats and concerned independents, I want to believe that poll that Jesse told me about this morning where it says Ford 53% in North Carolina, Carter 37. And that sounds good to me. And so for the sake of America, all Americans, young, old, white, black, Spanish-speaking, let's look ahead with President Ford. Thank you very much. I was told by both the governor and Jesse, the Senator Helms, that said, remember now, these fellows don't get to eat till you stop talking. And I understand, in the Senate, we don't have any limit. Once you're on your feet, you can talk forever, and some have tried to prove it. In fact, there may still be some there, even though we've adjourned. Some never get the message. And I understand that in civic clubs, I belong to Kiwanis. I can't get a makeup for this appearance, but you don't come in and talk partisan politics, so I don't intend to do that. I'll just tell you the truth. But I want to, first of all, thank you for permitting me to just say a word or two, and I'm only going to take about 2 minutes. I guess it's fair to say that I, even though I can't mention my party, that I belong to the same party as Jesse and Jim and Dave and President Ford. And so I guess that would indicate my leaning. In fact, it might indicate several leanings. But I am a Republican. I guess I don't want to clarify that, but I've said just a few moments ago at the headquarters that there's really more at stake than party labels. And I've said this in other parts of the country, and I hope and I know there may be many Democrats in this audience. You may outnumber the Republicans and the Independents. Maybe not. But I only ask that you take a look at our records, my record and Senator Mondale's record, certainly President Ford's record and Governor Carter's record as governor of Georgia. I don't have any quarrel with Governor Carter and Senator Mondale on a personal basis. They're both fine men. I just believe that it's a matter of philosophy, and that's really what it's all about. It's probably a matter of platform, as Governor Reagan said, if you watched his televised program about, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. And if you're a Democrat or an Independent or a Republican, and if you look at our platform and then look at their platform, you're going to see a world of difference. And it's a world of difference that I think indicates that if we're concerned about America and the direction we're going to pursue the next 4 years, that even the hardest, most partisan Democrats will want to take a good hard look. And I'm not reporting anything that hasn't been reported. When someone says we want to treat all income alike for tax purposes, that was Governor Carter. And if you're in business and if you use a capital gains treatment from time to time, you ought to take a look at his statement. He also said in that same interview that he didn't think most Americans wanted their taxes lowered. Now, if anybody here doesn't want their taxes lowered, we always bring a doctor along to give you immediate treatment. But that's what he said. I didn't say that. He also indicated that those families above the median income, he didn't know what it was, but the interviewer suggested around $12,000 to $14,000 ought to have their taxes increased. The trouble is he didn't know what the median income was for an American family, even though he'd been running for president for about 2 years. And it's not $50,000, as they would like to make you believe. It's $14,000, almost $14,000, per family in America. That's working wife, working husband, anybody else in that family. And so I say just from the tax standpoint alone, you ought to take a cold, hard look. And if you like your right-to-work law and don't want it repealed, you ought to take a look at what Governor Carter said about that. He says it ought to be repealed. Now, of course, that's a change in position. But he's changed many positions many times. And that's a right he has. But I've been saying, please, Governor Carter, make your final offer. Make your final offer to the American electorate, Democrats and Republicans and Independents. We want to know, is this your final position? So we'll know how to vote on November 2nd. If you have any concern about common situs picketing, you know how he's going to vote. He's going to vote the way organized labor, or he'll sign a bill if organized labor says sign it, and President Ford has vetoed it. And that's another basic difference. And he has some positive programs, spending programs. We didn't add them all up. We only took 5 out of the 65 new or added to or increased spending programs in their platform. The total came to $103 billion, and that's a conservative estimate. I think most people want to take a look at who's going to pay for it. Well, they didn't mention that in the platform. But it's got to be through higher taxation or more inflation. And I said in response to some fellow who's been following me around trying to get me into the inflation unemployment argument that I think inflation is the cruelest tax of all. And President Ford has cut the rate of inflation in half. Now, we've got to worry about the unemployed. Don't misunderstand me. And there are programs available, and President Ford has advocated programs to move business into areas of high unemployment, 7% or more, give them certain tax breaks or tax incentives. And there are just a number of reasons that I can suggest that you ought to look us over. We're not perfect. I assume you could find some mistakes that we've made in our voting or whatever. We try to do the best we can. And if you're concerned about a conservative to moderate philosophy, then you ought to take a hard look at the Ford Dole ticket. If you want a liberal ticket, you've got it. Let's face it. We can't match them in their liberalism. And when the New York Liberal Party endorsed Governor Carter, they knew what they were doing. They don't endorse moderates. They don't endorse conservatives. You've got to be a litmus paper liberal. And when he picked Senator Mondale, who has a labor rating of 95, I think mine is 4 or 5, he knew what he was doing. And I just say that I know this group knows what it's doing. The people of North Carolina, you know what, they know what they're doing. The voters are very sophisticated. And so finally, as you watch the debate tonight, as I hope you will, let's just keep in mind that Governor Carter has a habit of saying things and apologizing later. As I said earlier, I hope he doesn't say something tonight that he can't apologize for. He might not be able to get all these foreign countries on the phone after the debate tonight. So I hope he follows a responsible course for the good of America. And we've got to remember tonight he's debating the President of the United States. And whatever the President says will be looked upon across the world, particularly the free world, as an indication. And so I just hope that it's not another LBJ incident where he refers to the former president as cheats and lies and distorted the facts, or it's not something about ethnic purity where he had to apologize, or it's not some reference one of his sons made about Billy Graham, because you can't apologize. You just can't call up a country. And so I just hope tonight's debate's responsible. I hope when it's all said and done, the right choice we made on November 2nd. We're willing to take our chances with Democrats and Republicans and independents. We just hope you can take your chances with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I start?
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, if you can do it through me.
I brought Mother Diana.
Awesome. Well, very happy to be in Asheville, and we've been in Wilmington. My wife's been in Jacksonville, and where else? Hickory and
Greenville.
And North Carolina is a very important state. We believe there's a big movement in this state, as in many southern states, and I can't attest that as much as Governor Holzhauser, Senator Helms, or Dave Flaherty, but. We understand there's one poll that shows us well ahead.
Mr. Dole, what kind of effect have the Butts statements and the Butts resignation had on the national campaign?
I don't think it's been significant. I think it probably will have more of an impact on Carter's campaign because he's criticizing Butts. One thing that he's done himself, and that's to make off-color remarks to Playboy magazine and also Norman Mailer's interview. They couldn't even reprint that one. So I think it... people are going to take another look at Carter, and every time they look, his chances are dimmer.
Senator Dole, one of the main issues in this campaign has been promoted by Senator Mondale, and that's been the question of Watergate. Are all the bugs out of the Republican Party now?
They're out of the party. They're not out of Mondale yet, but still a few bugs in him.
Senator Dole, in view of that remark you just made,
right.
Are you intending to reply in similar on, say, the Tidal Basin or Elizabeth Ray or perhaps the Chappaquiddick?
No, we don't play that way. We've learned a long time ago that the voters are very sophisticated. We have to put up with people like Mondale, but he won't be around long. He'll be back in the Senate in January, and I'm going to try to recognize him whenever I can. But we're going to carry this state, and yes. Oh, no, Ford's going to be on the offensive tonight. I just hope that Jimmy Carter, in his great zeal to be president, doesn't say anything that might compromise our position in the world. You know, he makes statements, then he runs to the phone and apologizes to Lady Bird Johnson and others. He can't do that if he insults some foreign country. President Ford might have to call for him and apologize. So I hope he is responsible tonight for a change. Well, Carter's statements was a slur on all womanhood. I think they were very, very bad, and the bad part of it was his judgment to get interviewed at Playboy in the first place. Earl Butts isn't running for president. He had what he thought was a private conversation, very tasteless remarks. Well, I haven't heard the joke. But he's gone now, and Carter's still here, and if Carter had the courage that Butts has, he'd get out of the race, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.